There's a thin golden sliver above the bend in the river that gives the Crescent City its name. My soul is yearning to be returning to that scene I see so clearly in my dreams of New Orleans, New Orleans. Through lace curtain windows, the breath of the night blows, the river slides on by the town. Lovers drink coffee, walk on the dark streets, streets that I see only in my dreams of New Orleans, New Orleans. When this fool left home, the angels wept, but the wise men saw, and the wise men said, one angel will smile and the moon above shines her golden light on the one I love. Oh, and the night's all that binds us wherever life finds us. A thin crescent moon is still the same, and the night's greatest power is in her darkest hour. I see a face so clearly in my dreams of New Orleans, New Orleans. Shoo-wop and doo-ba, doo-wop and doo-ba, shout-out and dee. When this fool left home, the angels wept, for the wise men saw, and the wise men said, one angel will smile and the moon above shines her golden light on the one I love. Oh, and the night's all that binds us wherever life finds us. A thin crescent moon is still the same, and the night's greatest power is in her darkest hour. I see a face so clearly in my dreams of New Orleans, New Orleans, of New Orleans, New Orleans.
Carrie Grumbacher in the WVTF studio for Roots Down Session. Carrie, you've got more handles, more labels than many musicians that come through these doors. Cajun cowboy, cowboy singer, cowboy poet. I guess, essentially, you play both kinds of music, right? Country and Western?
I refer to myself as a contemporary troubadour. And I write contemporary folk and Western music. So I'm a modern-day troubadour. I write songs, tell stories, and drive around the country, both researching and delivering them. I've got a little Subaru Forester out there, a 2001 model that's got 494,000 miles on it. And I'm pushing 500,000. I'm going to hit that on this tour, I think.
Wow. You are a road dog.
I am.
How long you been out there traveling?
I've been on the road like this since the mid-90s. I was out of the music world from the mid-70s to the early 90s and went back to it in the 90s and have been touring since 96, 97 probably.
Now, are you a cowboy? Do you herd cattle?
I've heard of cattle, but I ride. I work with some outfitters in South Dakota and Wyoming, but I've worked on ranches a little bit, but I'm not. In the cowboy world, I am not a hand, and I know it, and they know it too. But I ride well, and I can take up the space one needs to push cows, and I've done some of that work.
So why country western? Why cowboy music?
I was always a songwriter since about age 16, and I went to college and studied. I was in the American Studies and American Civilizations program at the University of Texas in Austin, and I was just enthralled by everything, the history, the culture, the literature, the painting. Westward expansion, everything about U.S. history and culture really fascinated me. And I did both undergraduate and graduate work. I was in folklore, ethnomusicology, lots of different ways of looking at the same thing. And then I went to work, and I had a career working for state government in Texas that had nothing to do with what I'd studied. And in the mid-90s, I went back to playing music, as I said, and I got invited to a cowboy poetry gathering by a cowboy poet I met out in Arizona. Cowboy poetry gatherings are festivals that feature cowboy poetry and cowboy music. And I had four Western songs that I'd written at that point, and I knew a half dozen more probably from just, you know, the ether. And I left that weekend, driving back from Sierra Vista, Arizona to Austin, Texas. I stopped in El Paso at the Petro truck stop that's on the east side of town on Interstate 10. And I sat there at lunch and I wrote a song. And by the time I was back in Austin, I had another song almost finished. And what Western or cowboy music did for me was open up storytelling. I had not been a storyteller in song before. And that's where the stories are for me. And because I know so much, I've got so much background in Western history and the culture, I see things and I react to them and I write songs about them.
Well, let's hear another story, shall we? It's Cary Grombacher in a Roots Down session from WVTF.
No wonder how I came to be walking, any luck I might have had's long left behind. It only matters now that we threw in together, and we rode the river till the river ran dry. Haven't had a friend since I was just a youngster, never felt the need, didn't take the time. You worked side by side with a man that's gotta mean something, and we rode the river till the river ran dry. God, I wish he'd never crossed that border. Should've known to leave well enough alone. That's a lesson you don't learn till you've grown older. And he might still be alive if he hadn't left home. We never talked about the past, but we both had one. No cause to boast, no call to lie. You learn enough from the firm grip of a handshake, and we rode the river till the river ran dry. Well, late one night he sang an old corrido, one I too recalled from years gone by. A young man seeks his fortune but finds his death, and we rode the river till the river ran dry. God, I wish we'd never crossed that border. Should've known to leave well enough alone. That's a lesson you don't learn till you've grown older. He might still be alive if he hadn't left home. Through the rain I watched the lights come on in Juarez. The wind kicked up as the day began to die. He's buried over yonder in a narrow grave, and we rode the river till the river ran dry. I woke to the eyes of a she-wolf staring at me. The air was still, pale light touched the sky. The eyes resolved into Venus and Mars above me. Love and war rode the river till the river ran dry. God, I wish I'd never crossed that border. Never touched anything that was not my own. Well, I've lived this long without a thought to growing older. And now another cowboy's riding home. Through the dawn I hear a mournful gray wolf cry, and we rode the river till the river ran dry. We rode the river till the river ran dry. We rode the river till the river ran dry.
You're with Luke Church on Roots Down from WVTF.
Buffalo Bill on the river boat, white goatee and a buckskin coat. He said, I got a surefire money-making scheme. We take the Wild West Show to New Orleans. Wild West Show in New Orleans, biggest show that they've ever seen. We got buffalo hunters, the lion fighters, Little Sure Shot and the bareback riders. Buffalo hunters, the lion fighters, Little Sure Shot and the bareback riders. Gathered at the fairgrounds late at night, big powwow by flambeau light. Turkey feather and the circle dance, cowboy songs and Indian chants. African drum and a willow flute, sparkling beads on an Indian suit. The strangest thing that you ever saw, cowboys and Indians at the Mardi Gras. The strangest thing that you ever saw, cowboys and Indians at the Mardi Gras. from Elysian fields to the river bend. Black men and red men making friends. Creole Wild West, Yogalala, Buffalo Liver and the Gumbo Yaya. On the wharf by the cotton bales, passing the pipe and swapping tails. Suited up and stepping out, Spy Boy and the Indian Scout. Suited up and stepping out, Spy Boy and the Indian Scout. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting on the bayou. My flag boy to your flag boy, gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now, Iko, Iko, Ine. Jackimo fina anane, Jackimo fina ne. Oh well, the Wild West band went to Basin Street to drink their fill and get a bite to eat. When they left the district, their ears were ringing with the hot new music and the wild blues singing. Storyville music set their feet to tapping, syncopated rhythm had their fingers snapping. Back of the quarter, it was so sublime to hear the Wild West band join a second line. It was so sublime to hear the Wild West band join the second line. Rich and poor, old and young, came to see how the West was won. From Baton Rouge, Lafayette, Algiers, Delacroix, and Chalmette. Buffalo Bill said it's such a pity to leave our friends in the Crescent City. I miss the oysters and the good red beans, but I must say goodbye to New Orleans. I miss the oysters, but I must say goodbye to New Orleans. Wild West Mambo, Wild West Mambo. Well, the biggest show that we ever seen was the Wild West show down in New Orleans. Buffalo Bill had himself a dream to take the Wild West show to New Orleans.